5 minutes. We've got to have Alan Watt back for a full hour, maybe even longer, very soon. Because he's so spot on with his analysis. CutIntoTheMatrix.com is his powerful website. A lot of great audios up there. His books, DVDs, it's all absolutely vital. Just a short example here. With my firstborn 8 years ago, we searched, Googled mainline pediatricians that won't push vaccines on you. And we found one of the biggest ones in Westlake, and I went there, and the guy had a couple doctors under him. He's since retired. And after my second child was born, I'd known him a few years, taking him to the doctor for the yearly checkup and not taking shots. He goes, "Listen, Alex, don't tell anybody I told you this. Don't use my name, but, doctors are supposed to volunteer once a year, and I do, that for city clinics, we're giving the 1970s oral polio vaccine that's illegal to give in the U.S., but we were ordered to do it, to the minority kids that has the live SV40. Well, I mean, that's ongoing. And in fact, it isn't the old vaccine. They make new. It's done on purpose. And as you know, Alan, it embeds itself in the cell walls. It triggers when hormones drop, generally at about 55. So you're done working. Now here's your cancer. And even if it doesn't kill you, you spend all your savings to them. And we know the Rockefellers 80 years ago pioneered cancer research. But the issue here is, here's all the mainstream admissions and this Natural News article, they have 9 different links to mainstream news admitting that the UN is giving the kids polio. I mean, these are murdering eugenics killers on purpose. And how do you warn the public about this?
So difficult, because it's such a massive campaign on television all the time, even through fiction as well, and dramas and movies of how wonderful doctors and hospitals are. That's our impression, same as cops and detectives and so on. It's all propaganda. So it's very hard to get through to them. They don't want, again, they cannot believe. And that's a domesticated public. They're domesticated. They believe what they're told because they believe that there are superior, intelligent beings living above them who take care of all the big problems. That's what socialism really is. And they've all been socialized into this system. So they cannot believe that experts would ever do anything deliberately to harm them. And so they'll eat anything that comes on the shelves, any kind of candy, and they never read it. Well, they never give us that if it harmed us. It's the same with the cell phones, too. They'd never give that to us if it harmed us. And that's how domesticated the public generally are. They can't think for themselves.
And now they're telling us, we knew 30 years ago it increased all these rare brain tumors that are now common, and we're now putting all this wireless microwave in everywhere, and it's going to kill you, but we told you so.
Yeah. And you have to think for yourself. You have to be an individual. If you cannot be an individual, then what are you? You're part of the common herd, and the common herd are domesticated and socialized.
Here's my final question, Alan. We got to have you back soon. Why do these social engineers have a universal rule that they've got to tell you what they're going to do to you before they do it?
Because it's legality. Everything that they admit to you. Is the legality. It's your choice whether you take their heed the warning or not. And literally, they want you to consent to your own death or destruction or injury, whatever it may be. They want your consent to it. Consent is a legality in the law. Even silence is consent in by law. So they're telling you, and if you're one of the wise ones, you'll take the heed, take the hint, and do the right thing, and not take this or that or the other. So that's how they like it to be. They don't like future historians to say, we forced people to do this. They like to write it the way people were warned, but they decided to, and this is what happened to them. Millions died or millions came out.
Yeah, every culture has the same parable to describe reality through fiction, that the vampire, whether it was the Latin Americans or the Greeks or the Japanese with the vampire, that the vampire has to tell you he's coming and has to trick you to give him entrance into your home.
Yeah, everything is contractual, really, and you sign a contract or by silent agreement. That's the same as signing a contract to go along.
Well,
with
Alan
voting.
Watt,
voting is a contract to allow tyrants to do whatever they want with you.
CuttingToTheMatrix.com, our site's InfoWars.com. Alan, we'll have you back very soon. Thanks for spending time with us. Retransmission starts now. Mega rant straight ahead.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. Or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the surveys were made in Texas as to whether it should leave the Union and become an independent nation? It was taken after Governor Rick Perry said Texas might have to leave the United States because of Obama's illegal socialization of America. Republicans, Democrats, and independents answered the questionnaire, as well as private citizens. 6.1 million said Texas would be better off by leaving the United States. We'd like to help you understand these world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, of course, we return to the airwaves Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as well. Former top-level banking insider in the U.S. government, Catherine Austin Fitch, joins us in the second half of the next hour. And then, of course, anti-globalist researcher Alan Watt will be joining us in the third hour today. Later in the hour, we're going to have open phones into the first half of the next hour. Okay, let me do this. I want to get into all these deaths in Europe from the cucumbers because now it's being linked to mutated E. coli. Well, I wanted to talk about some of the mutations that are being purposefully engineered with E. coli. Just to give you an example of why we're seeing so many flesh-eating bacteria, so many other rogue strains of bacteria that have been directly linked to the modern medical big pharma industrial complex. So we've got that. We've got, obviously, the economy. Now they admit going into free fall. Well, it's always been in free fall in the last three-plus years, and it's by design, engineered by the big mega banks who are all making record bonuses and record profits and who write the laws through the lobbyists, exempting themselves, in most cases, from 100% of taxes. If you're more of a porch globalist, just getting into the power structure like Bill Gates or Google, you might pay a 2.5, a 2.8. Google pays about a 2.4. So we're going to be going over all of that today. And I saw an article at Infowars.com from Global Research, the Federal Reserve Cartel, the eight families. And I read the article, and it's extremely accurate. And the truth is, we know who the eight families are. We know who the five megabanks are. And there's actually Carol Quigley, one of their insiders, head of political science, Georgetown, wrote an 1,100-page book bragging about it. We know from the banker bailouts, which are just the grand larceny in front of everybody, to the private cartels, we know exactly who they are, and we know who was at Jekyll Island now 100 years ago in the 2 years leading up to the establishment of the private Federal Reserve, and that same year the private IRS, that is, it's a government operation, but they take your money and deposit it with the Federal Reserve, and 100% of it, as Ronald Reagan's commission in 1981 conclusively found, does go to pay interest on the debt to the bankers who created out of nothing. So they get the world out of nothing. And that's why in the different SEC filings, you'll find that the eight big families own the controlling interest in all of the major Fortune 500 and sit on every board because they have unlimited capital. This is the total takeover of our society. And I'm going to be breaking it down in detail at the bottom of the hour. Also, people have been asking me in the last 2 days, why haven't I covered Wiener, who's gone after gold and silver, who's tried to demonize anybody that talks about the New World Order? And Wiener reportedly has been sent this photo out with his namesake photographed there. Wiener sent out a photo, well, of his last name. And this is standard procedure. First, he said that somebody must have hacked into his phone and sent a fake photo and that it wasn't him. And now he's saying, well, it may be a photo of Mr. Wiener's, well, last name. Mr. Wiener's, his last name is Wiener, a photo of his last name. It's possible that the lewd photo is of him, he's now saying. So he's done basically a 160, something a 180 from saying, somebody hacked my phone, it's fake, you can make fake photos. Now he's having to go, well, that might actually be a photo of Mr. Wiener. All right, I'm going to stop joking around on that point. But the illustration here is that these guys are out of control. They're absolutely out of control, and I'm not a fan of Mr. Wiener. He's 100% anti-gun, pro-globalist, anti-gold, pro-Federal Reserve. And but at the end of the day, sending out a photo of his proboscis, I'd rather go after him for being anti-gun than being a pro-globalist. But the issue is he's lied here. And the system loves to go after politicians for petty things, because this doesn't deal with the banker bailout he supported. It doesn't deal with all the corrupt wars and the torture of the Patriot Act and the police state and things that most of Congress is guilty of as well. That's why they went after Bill Clinton for the cigars and the Monica Lewinsky behavior and the sex and the lying about it. I mean, Ken Starr couldn't go after him for missile secrets and murders and all the corruption, because a lot of Republicans were involved in that as well. So they went after him for a sexual escapade. And it's the same thing with Wiener. But I will not cry myself to sleep at night Congressman Wiener is going down in flames for the lying. He should have said it was a private photo and was not meant to be sent out. And I apologize. That would have been the end of it. He might have even survived it, but the lying, the instinct to lie, and now he's backtracking again 160 degrees. He's almost 180, going, okay, it might be a photo of my private parts, Mr. Wiener said. I'm sorry. I just hate Wiener. I mean, I really don't like Wiener. I don't like gun-grabbing pro-New World Order parasites. But Wiener's wife... is staying mum on the whole Wiener controversy. And there's a photo of Mr. Wiener with Mrs. Wiener. And, of course, we could talk to her and find out, is that a photo of Mr. Wiener's, well, you know what. All right, I'm done. That's it. Now, getting into more serious issues on the lighter note here at the beginning of the broadcast, as I get into a smattering of some of the other news, let's get into what's really serious. These globalists think they're God. These UN people are above the law. They have diplomatic immunity. The IMF and World Bank have diplomatic immunity. Though that's not being extended, that's been revoked for Dominique Strauss-Kahn. So I believe he did behave like a rutting chimpanzee, as one reporter described him in a closed-door session in 2002, going wild and trying to rip her clothes off. But then when she said no, he backed off. It's more of a aggressive Pepe Le Pew type behavior, and I think it's wrong. But when you get into the Times of London, 1999 had articles about women that escaped from a Rothschild-owned castle, and she ran to the state police. She weighed 85 pounds, it reported, if memory serves. It was in the Burgundy region where they grow those great Burgundy grapes. And when they went to the castle, there were women, it looked like concentration camp victims, in cages and some dead bodies. And the story was never seen again. You can pull it up. And then I've got congressional hearings where the congresswoman says to Rumsfeld in 2005 and then again in 2006 in those hearings, just search the term, Cynthia McKinney grills Rumsfeld. And she says, DynCorp was running the child kidnapping rings and they didn't get in trouble. And he says, well, they were put in the penalty box for a year and couldn't get contracts. And she said, no, they weren't. And he goes, Dr. Chu, head of the Pentagon Finance at the time, well, you talk about that. And they just said, we have no comment for you, and they don't get in trouble. The point is, if you're a new listener and you're like, oh, yeah, DynCorp Halliburton running giant child kidnapping ring, sure. Folks, you think I just day after day say this on air and I'm not sued into oblivion? Don't be lazy. Just go search it. Pull it up. We've written articles linked to the Chicago Tribune, Houston Chronicle, BBC. They are allowed to grab children out of backyards, put them on planes and fly them to Saudi Arabia, Israel, Thailand. They grab men in mass out of Central Europe, Eastern Europe, the Middle East. They take them and put them on deserted islands with brick factories. That's in the articles. I mean, actual slaves. That's why Halliburton moved to Dubai. That's who these people are. You better grow up. Okay, so while we're talking about the Wiener escapade, we've got this situation. This is the Daily Mail. French open investigation into former minister who had orgy with little boys in Morocco. And it came out all over Europe. We've covered these cases here. Happened in the Netherlands, a big case, where the cops were ordered to go investigate. They could hear the little kids, little girls begging for help in the dungeon and didn't help them. And then nationwide, over a million people marched, and the government finally sent the guy to prison. And then he tried to call the judges and police that were involved, and it turned out they were, but the whole thing was shut down. And, I mean, they were killing the little kids. And folks, you better grow up. I mean, we're dealing with hardcore psychos that have created a world government system to carry this out at their leisure. Continuing, French prosecutor's office today opened investigation after a former government minister alleged that another ex-minister participated in an orgy with young boys in Morocco. The former education minister, Luc Ferry, will likely be questioned after claiming during a television show that the man was caught in an orgy, a judicial official said. The preliminary investigation is aimed at seeking more precise information from Ferry, the official said. And it goes on, this is one of the best buddies of Dominique Strauss-Kahn. So see, Kahn, his dalliances are just rutting like a wild chimpanzee. In France, a preliminary investigation is conducted to see if a case should be pursued. Ferry, who was an education minister in 2002 to 2004, did not name the minister in the government, which that minister has served, but said during a television show Monday that he heard about the case from a prime minister. He did not specify which one. And so you ask, why are so many of them reportedly into this and have been caught being into this? Because you don't get into the top club. It's like Bohemian Grove. New York Post, Esquire. I mean, they jets land, the gay porn stars get off, the plane, and they go in and, quote, valet the Christian conservative.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Before you slip into unconsciousness,
you know, that's what's so frustrating for anybody that's studied history and knows how civilizations tend to develop, become very wealthy, then become decadent, then become insanely decadent, and then collapse. It's frustrating for those of us that have just studied history. We're not rocket scientists. We're not brain surgery. This is how humans act over and over again. And the same scams that have been run for thousands of years are being run today, just with a modern twist. And in every case, the Aztecs, the ancient Chinese, the Babylonians, the Israelites, the Romans, the Greeks, every culture goes through these cycles. And in every case, a priest class arises who are the ruling elite through mumbo jumbo and trickery. And they always demand offerings of your oxen and your pigs and your cows and your sheep. And then that's never enough for them. In every culture, generally within a few hundred years of decadence setting in, they begin to demand human sacrifices. And you ask why? It's the ultimate power trip of the naturally occurring psychopath. But different psychological actuaries estimate maybe one psychopath for every 200 people. Maybe one sociopath for every 20 people. And there's a lot of psychological studies that make a lot of sense from the research I've done that narcissism is increasing, especially with the advent of television, and especially in the United States. And that then leads to people becoming sociopaths. And we've had, of course, Dr. Steve Pachinik on to break that down. He's going to be a board-certified, board-examining psychiatrist, runs some of the biggest mental institutions in the country, wrote psychological warfare manuals for the government. He wants to talk about Wiener and this narcissism tomorrow and a bunch of other issues. He's going to be joining us for about 45 minutes. But to try to boil down narcissism from my layman's perspective, it is when you're 3 years old, and you're into your individual personage as if you are an island and you are the whole world. And you see everything through yourself. And I remember being 3 years old and standing on the back porch on a sunny day, about to jump off the porch. I was Batman or Robin or something with my friends. And I suddenly realized, this is stupid. This is silly. I'm not Batman. I'm not Robin. I'm not a superhero. I'm this little creature. And there's this whole world around me. And there's this ancient history of humanity. It had to be an ancestral memory because I didn't know this information. It was just self-evident. And I had this great understanding that I was a tiny little part of the larger universe. Now, you see children dressing up like superheroes, dressing up like a cop, and then acting like a cop. You see little girls dressing up like princesses. And that's what all these beauty pageants for kids are about. And you see adults acting like this. That's what people are into, the bling and the fashion, the cars and the wealth, not just for the enjoyment and security of it or that a fast car is fun. It's that it's like parrots that are brightly colored in a mating dance for other parrots. And so it's natural. It's part of our human development. But generally in the hierarchy of needs, as you become older and attain success, you generally, if you're healthy, start caring about the overall health of the tribe and want to build others up because you then realize you're transient, you're not going to be here very long. But see, that's what a healthy person does. We are taking on the global social engineers, sociopathy, their psychotic tendencies to the extreme, the sadomasochism, the torture's good, the blood, the guts, the murder, the giggling and laughing at horrible tragedies, not in an uncomfortable way, but in an enjoyment. And the weaker and more domesticated and effete people get in every case in history, the more they get into blood and guts and torture and murder, the more it becomes a sport that people are being torn apart in the arena, or people are being tasered on the news. The more people get into groveling to authority, we're following that exact same psychology. And now, because of the advent of television and mass drugging and pharmakia and the programming of society, a great cauldron of poison has been fomented that has never before been seen. And I talk to adults, and you'll see them. And you'll talk to them, they're in a play with themselves. They're imagining a role they're in. And I have flashbacks being 3 years old. And then after that, 4, 5, 6, 7, I would catch myself every once in a while in a delusional mindset and would instantly pull out of it. And I didn't realize that's very rare. Most people don't develop that until their 30s or 40s. I had it at age 3. And it's an outside spectrum analysis in the universe, gobbling up data versus the delusion, the dress-up, the play, the imagination, where form over function.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
We are under psychological warfare attack. That's why the motto for InfoWars.com is because there's a war on for your mind. InfoWars.com, because there's a war on for your mind. And what I'm getting at here is adults, real people that are street smart, that are close to the ground, that live in reality. If you go back to our pioneer ancestors or anybody that's had to live in the wilds or live in a rough city, those are people that are always hard to con and who aren't delusional and who are serious and rugged and are into reality. Every time you get modern, decadent cities with propaganda from a corrupt elite, the public becomes delusional and things get more and more nonsensical, more and more crazy, and people accept more and more. And as it gets down to a breaking point or a flashpoint, things get completely off the wall, Twilight Zone crazy. I mean, who would ever imagine that Americans would let police under federal grants warrantlessly in every state in the union take blood at checkpoints without warrants? Who would ever imagine that government wouldn't get in trouble for now a 39-year secret plan declassified in the last 3 years to take all babies' blood at birth, lie to the parents and say it's a blood test for the health department, and send it to the Pentagon and the IBM Cold Springs Harbor Eugenics Lab in New York? Who would Imagine old-time Americans putting up with politicians lying to them. If politicians got caught lying even 100 years ago, they were immediately impeached. They were immediately overthrown. People would physically take over their state houses. It was routine because folks knew how dangerous that was. They knew that if you let government set a precedent to lie to you and to abuse you, tyrants are going to take over and that our way of life is over. And America's never been perfect, but it's because we were wily, we were gritty, we did live in reality that the most patents, the most science, the most wealth. I mean, if you look at the United States compared to many countries, resource-wise, we don't have that many resources. Mexico, the World Bank estimates, has triple the resources the U.S. does, but they can't get themselves going because they have such corruption at the top, which seeks to shut down upward mobility as a tool of control. So we have adults that are delusional. They think, well, if I decide WMDs are in Iraq, they magically are. If I decide that cell phones aren't going to give me brain cancer, they don't. If I decide that vaccines aren't going to hurt my kid and that you guys are conspiracy theorists, despite all your research and facts, magically it makes it okay. It's called magical thinking. And that's always a sign of a society imploding. You take the Indians in the West. Whenever they were dying, they were almost wiped out. The invading Europeans were slaughtering them. And they were doing ghost dances for a decade. They would just do ghost dances and, you know, believe that magically that it would make the bad dream end and bring everything back. And that's the secret. That I know all these people that believe in the secret and magical thinking. It isn't real, ladies and gentlemen. Now, it is real to be objective and positive and to believe in yourself and to believe in building programs to get our liberty back, or to have to trust in God but tie up your camel, as the Bedouins say. That is one thing. That's positive thinking and positive research versus magical thinking. And they're using magical thinking on you, telling you, hey, the economy, 2.5 years ago, the recession ended. Oh, yeah, everything's great. The economy's wonderful. Meanwhile, crime is exploding, rioting, shootings, city systems breaking down, major cities laying off, in some cases, more than half their cops, taxes going up because the majority of the money's now going to the foreign banks on interest. We are becoming a third world country. And there are a lot of people that just think if they deny it, if they do a ghost dance, that somehow that is going to restore the republic. I get emails, see comments, articles written all the time. Alex Jones, Ron Paul, and his ilk, they're being negative about the economy. They're going to cause the depression. No. And we haven't gotten new numbers in over a year. In the first 2 years after October 3rd, 2008, even Bloomberg reported $27 trillion. And boy, they clamped down since then. We've not gotten numbers. Let me say it again. $27 trillion. That's more than all the private debts you have in the country, the corporate debts, the government debts. More than all the debts we supposedly owe. $27 trillion. Just type in. $23.7 trillion, you'll get Bloomberg AP from 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago. And then about a month later, they said, oh, and there was an additional $5 trillion. So it's technically over $27 trillion. $27 trillion. And we've broken down the numbers with economists. Greater than all our debt. But here's the deal. It isn't a fraction of the $1.5 quadrillion. That's 1,500 trill. Now, let's say Dr. Paul Kurt Roberts, Webster Tarpley, Bob Chapman, they're wrong and it's over 1,000 trillion. Let's go with the Washington Post a year ago saying it was 674 trillion. And by the way, the guys just pulled up the 23.7 trillion Bloomberg headline. So when I tell you it was they say 64, 65, 67. Let me think. Exact memory. Hold on. What did Washington Post say? They said it was 667 trillion. Guys, search this. Washington Post. Let's just test my memory here. Washington Post, derivatives, U.S. derivatives debt, over 600 trillion. The point is, they say it's over 600 trillion. So let's just say it's 600 trillion. 600 trillion these banking families created. Let's say it's not 1.5 quadrillion and growing, which is more than that. But let's just say 600 plus trillion. The bankers get 27 trillion of our tax money. We give them the money backed up by our taxes, our labor, our work. We are what underwrites all this as chattel slaves on record. The Federal Reserve is a debt note. That's why your dollar says a Federal Reserve note of debt. For a dollar to be created, $1 of debt is created for eight private families. Eight private families on record. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. I'm going to go over some of the names. The Queen of the Netherlands. The Queen of England. This is a woman who suspends parliaments routinely. Owns more than half of Canada. Owns the controlling stock in British Petroleum and a near controlling stock, because her cousin has a controlling stock, in Dutch Royal Shell. These people's wealth is so giant, it's secret. And by the way, it's a state secret. You can type into the search engine, Dutch Royal Family's Wealth, State Secret. Well, it's not a state secret that they own most of the shipping lines. He found it. Incredible job. Here's Washington Post. Politics hampers effort to reform the $450 trillion in derivatives market. Yeah, you guys found one from April 14, 2010. It says $450 trillion in derivatives. I know there's another Washington Post from a little bit later, but that says 600 plus trill, and I wanted to get that exact number, but great job finding that. So they say $450 trillion. The report I have was just American derivatives, U.S. derivatives, 600 plus trill. But why debate it? The point is that our entire national debt, corporate debt, private debt, is less than 27 trill. Now, we give the bankers 27 trill, and they don't fix the thousands of trillions they've created in derivatives that they've sold into the markets and infested our pension funds, contaminated the entire economic system. And now their answer is, worldwide, it's the same thing in Ireland, Greece, Portugal, Greenland. I mean, it comes out in the BBC. I read this article over and over again on air, where the head of the Irish Central Bank said, yes, it's true that 90%+ of this debt is not owned by Ireland, but for the stability of things, we are going to raise taxes and pay it to these foreign banks. And the head of the Central Bank actually said, it's good for Ireland to be run by foreign banks. That's a quote. Head of Irish Central Bank says it's good for foreign banks to own and run Ireland. You see, that's psychological warfare. And I've read criminology reports on really good criminals. If they get caught walking out of your house with the jewelry in their hands, they'll act completely normal and say, oh, hey, there was a fire. I'm here to help you. Go on in there and check. Hey, how you doing? They'll act normal. Or if they're loading stuff in the back of a van, your neighbor comes over. Oh, yeah, we're Ace Moving, and we're here to help. Same thing. Oh, yeah, we don't owe this money, but it's good to have foreign banks run us and just say it straight out. Yeah, we're going to stick our hands down your pants. It's great. Yeah, we're going to actually go into the panties of Miss America in Dallas until she breaks down and cries. I mean, they went in her pants, in the panties. Remember just 8-9 months ago, they would deny that was going on. We forced it out in the open with Drudge. Drudge picking up our articles and videos, and they went, yeah, we are going in the pants. They found it. There it is. You guys found it. The larger fight over how best to regulate the $600 trillion derivatives market remains unresolved. Washington Post. Oh, there you go. Yeah, there it is. Senate votes to keep small banks under Federal Reserve oversight. Oh yes, the small banks that they're busy consolidating. Did you know that every Fortune 500 company that is publicly traded on record has either the chairman of the board or members of the controlling board, not the CEOs they distract us with all day, that are part of these eight families. Eight families. On record. control the issuance of currency and credit worldwide out of nothing. And they're like, well, let them rule us. You know, they're great folks. Oh, really? Did you know that when I read these eight families, in every case, these families openly funded eugenics, scientific dictatorship, the modern theories of psychology, anthropology, sociology, biometrics is 154 years old by Sir Francis Galton as a way to control the public? Oh, you think biometrics is 50 years old? No. Look up biometrics. These people created our entire modern scientific system to defend their ill-gotten gains and to learn how the human brain works and to take all the knowledge of the collective dictators and deceivers and systems of control and to publicly write blueprints in internal books like Curl Quigley's 1968 Tragedy and Hope, breaking down how they scientifically do it. Now, when I see an article out of the Examiner, this is what's so frustrating, or an article out of the Salem News, or an article out of Oil Geopolitics, when I read these articles, it's pure torture. And you know why it's pure torture? Because everything they say in these articles that I read last night, that we're going to post up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for posterity, and so that more will see them, everything in here is true. From my research, and about 1,000 times worse. And I'm not saying 1,000 times worse as a joke. I mean that. Well, they got Bill Gates saying they're going to engineer the crops to sterilize you, and they've got direct links to him saying it on video. Oh, they've got the top bioscientist engineers coming out admitting that all these major GMO corn, soybeans, you name it, in every case, they've gone in and tweaked in the genetics where it causes reduction in fertility. Well, no kidding. I've had the top bioscientist on. We've interviewed him. I got a film coming out breaking it down where in Russia, in England, everywhere, these scientists will be, well, we're feeding this to guinea pigs, these potatoes, this wheat, this corn, and within three generations, they're 100% sterile. They've got hair growing in their mouth. Their genitals are shriveled. They've got mutations in their intestines. Post-birth, that's not supposed to happen. What's going on? And they say, don't worry. Publicly, it's so this wheat lasts longer and is bigger and has more protein, but there's other things in here. We got too many people. And then I read these reports. See, the public's finally starting to get this, and I'm seeing it now. Everybody's starting to talk about it. It is such a blessing. It is so fulfilling because no one has been more on the front lines for 16 years covering eugenics, forced population reduction, the globalist real plan. This whole world government is not so the globalists can ride around in helicopters and jets and rule everybody. This is their planet in their eyes. They're psychopaths. They couldn't do what they've done unless they were. They enjoy murder and death, and they openly say in every report that when they get their full government in place, they are going to just fly over with drone helicopters and nerve gas every one of us. And that's going to, oh, by the way, that came out, leaked Marine Corps document 12 years ago, and the Marine Corps threatened the local Sunshine Project in Texas and had them remove it. It's still on the Google archive, though. And we wrote articles about it at the time. That they've got, but see, they won't do that first. They'll have controlled bioplagues, lockdown cities, total control. They'll say, oh, we've got vaccines to protect you from it that'll further weaken you. And I want you to listen to me because if we don't beat them up to that point, when all this unfolds, and no doubt by that time I won't be above ground. They're not going to allow that to happen. You need to know it was real later. When they're broadcasting on their emergency alert systems, you know, listen to them, do what they say, they're going to take care of you. Cops, when your wife's dropping dead, your kids are vomiting their last guts up, and you're starting to get ready to roll out and die, I want you to at least repent to God that you serve Satan openly in the mass extermination program. And before you hit the ground, okay, before you hit the ground, I want you to remember I told you the entire plan. All right? Because it's your soul that matters. And some of you will be able to dig in, and they're going to send the drones in after you after that happens. It's they admit the Pentagon in 1977 put out the Skynet documents that they then incorporate into fiction in movies like Terminator. See, they don't need troops anymore. Very soon, everything's going robotic. And everything's going to be the drones and the sword robots The public robots they've got are vicious, with microwave guns, grenade launchers, machine guns. They've got smaller robots that shoot nerve gas darts at you that they drop out of drones and then kill everybody in the town. I mean, and they're taking your tax money and just building gigantic secret sites. It's 2011, boys and girls. Okay? You understand, this is mega evil. I just can't even believe the magnitude of it. And how do you get a public that can't even get upset about the Federal Reserve being private and being above the law and openly saying the government isn't even allowed to investigate anything they're doing? They're openly admitting world government, just as we told you they would, as the solution to the economic crisis they've engineered. And I still have yuppies and people at the Capitol when I was down there last week walk over and laugh at me as the conspiracy theorist. I'm not the conspiracy theorist. I've read all their documents that are public. I know about their program. I know about the 150-year plan. I understand this is a total global corporate dominance. What did the Romans do when they wanted to wipe out a group? They'd kill everybody. That's how you fully dominate a group. What did the Israelites do? What does every culture do? What did the Americans do to the Indians? They're going to wipe us all out, so the world's theirs. You got that? It's coming.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, Ian Fleming was the OSS, the MI6 spy chief in British intelligence. And he wrote the James Bond novels. the ones currently up into the 70s and early 80s, he wrote Moonraker under a different name, where a global master industrialist teams up with other industrialists to release a bioweapon to kill the entire Earth's population so they can create a eugenics Valhalla of the perfect race. But it's the liberal version, the perfect black folks, the perfect Asians, perfect whites, perfect Hispanics. And they go off world to this base they've built, this space station, for the 1 year period while the bioweapon kills everybody. But James Bond, Roger Moore, goes up and kills them. Well, Fleming wrote essays and articles saying everything I put in my books is based on real things that have been discussed. That's why the new James Bond movies, Fleming's been dead for a long time, are, you know, in the South America where they dam up the water, the multinational corporation, to triple the prices and bankrupt the economy to consolidate it. Well, that's BBC 2002, IMF World Bank documents that got released. That's a real story. They've got another one where it's genetic engineering that came out a few years ago with this life extension DNA stuff. What do you think the elite that created thousands of trillions in wealth, owns everything through fraud? I mean, as yuppies, I know you don't like going to the water park and it being crowded. Because I hear yuppies, oh, there's too many people. The world is overcrowded. You know, I love how you're taught that, whether it is or isn't. Anybody who makes, I'd say, above $50,000 a year thinks they're part of the elite. And liberal, conservative, they'll all tell you, there are too many people, Alex. What are we going to do? It is hurting the earth. And the globalists say, see, you're right. Don't you get it, you idiot? They're adulterating your food with GMO designed to destroy your fertility on record. Bill Gates thinks you're so dumb, he puts out videos about it and talks about innovating to zero in this speech. And releasing mosquitoes that have vaccines in them so you can't escape it. And vaccines engineered into crops that sterilize you. Well, the truth is we have the studies of the stuff already approved the last 25 years. Every major crop reduces fertility in the first generation. By generation three in rodents, 100% sterilization. And I've had all the experts on. We're under attack. Listen, let's say the Earth's overpopulated for the sake of argument. I don't like the fact that I'm being sterilized. I don't like the fact that I'm under attack. I don't think it's cute. I don't think it's funny. So even if you think you're a member of the elite, do you like them putting sodium fluoride in your water? That sevenfold increase in bone cancer, major IQ reduction, all sorts of problems, osteoporosis, early onset of diabetes. I mean, the list is legion. All of you idiots that have been taught by this New World Order system, this stuff, people ask, well, how does it work? I've got the numbers right here, and I'm trying to cover it next hour. I said I'd take calls, but this information is too important, and I'm obviously on a roll here with this information. Of the Fortune 500, every company that is publicly traded has members or the designates of the eight mega families, Federal Reserve Cartel, the eight families, that's the headline, Infowars.com. And I've read this article, 8 pages, very accurate. When I read an article, it's very accurate. It just blows me away that folks have got this knowledge. Very exciting. And they control the Fortune 500. So, of course, there's a unified agenda for biometrics. Of course, there's a unified agenda to sterilize you through the food. Of course, there's a unified agenda. They control all the money and credit through fraud, and they're ruthless globalists that want the planet for themselves and want the life extension technologies they've already discovered for themselves.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.